Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I'm the founder of the business, right? And I'm also the CEO. My business partner, we're co-partners, we're co-founders, we're equal, right? But when we walk into a room together, the first assumption is that I'm his assistant. And then, of course, I have to give my business card. And they get really shocked. Oh, wow. And then from that perspective, kasi parang the way that you have to prove yourself is different, right? Parang, what do you have to say? So there's that level of you have to prove yourself extra hard.
Girl boss, yan si Pauline Pangan, ang CEO at founder ng Zenai Digital. Ngunit, kahit malayo na ang kanyang narating, aminado siya na dahil nasa male-dominated industry siya ng tech, kailangan niyang patunayan ang kanyang sarili bilang isang babae at migrante.
My parents got me when they were 18 years old. My mom was pregnant with me when I was 18 years old. When I tell Australians about that, they get shocked. But for me in the Philippines, during that time, I think it's quite common. I'm not sure. Correct me if I'm wrong. So they were really young when they got me, high school lovers. So of course they had no choice but to get into business. So they had a lot of different businesses. We had like a billiards once. That was when I was in university. We had like a Counter-Strike business. We had like a restaurant. So they really are entrepreneurial, like a mom and pop shop kind of businesses, like really grassroots. So I've always just seen them bouncing from one business to the other, like in terms of like what the trends are and just navigating the different economics in the country. Yung time na billiards in business namin was really the peak of Efren Bata, right? So obviously it was fun for me. It was so hip, it was so trendy. And because my parents were so young, right? So they could really become friends. But for me, I just saw that regardless of the challenges that they were facing, go lang sila, and go lang sila ng go. Until they had to migrate to the US because I think the last business venture really wasn't growing anymore. But I also saw that because they didn't really have the formal education, the way that they ran their businesses was really just based on, grit and wiles and street smart. And look, it worked well for us because it allowed us to have a good education.
Nag-aral si Pauline ng Hotel and Restaurant Management sa College of St. Benilde at pagkatapos ay nagtungo sa Singapore upang magtrabaho sa events management.
So, I was working in Singapore as an events and marketing manager. That was really my first fancy job out of school, right? I learned how to pitch. I learned how to close deals. I learned how to execute marketing campaigns. I met a lot of business leaders already because I was already in boardrooms, like pitching to customers. After 3 years of working in that company, the global crisis hit 2008, and Singapore was badly hit. I didn't lose my job. I was lucky enough to stay in my job, but it was really depressing. Everyone, they were losing their jobs. The economy was really bad. So I decided maybe it's time for me to go back to the Philippines. And I said, I've learned enough from this business. I think I can do it on my own. So a lot of people were saying to me, I was crazy to do that because I had a job and, I shouldn't have taken it for granted. And when I went back to the Philippines, it wasn't all romantic, right? It took time for me to find my way. I had like a business venture that failed miserably. I sort of ended up in debt. And then I started and I went back to my roots. I said, okay, I know what I'm good at. I started doing the events and marketing campaigns. And you know what I did? I just like printed a business card. I called a friend who has a connection with SEC. I said, hey, I want to register my company. I want to run events and marketing campaigns. That is what I was doing when I was working in Singapore. And then I started cold calling. That's all I did. Talagang I was disciplined. I said, I'm going to call every person that I know and say to them, I've started a business, I'm running events marketing and campaign, integrated marketing. If you know anybody who needs it, I called every day for hours, right? Any person that I can reach out to. And eventually I won my first deal. Like, I was like, somebody trusted me. You know, to be honest, for me, when I think about itong mga gantong memories, I always tell people that when you're decided, the whole world opens up to you and opportunities come your way. So that's sort of a lesson that I learned. And, you know, eventually, like, people started referring back to me. So those who didn't have any opportunity for me eventually told me, oh, you speak to this. Oh, I remember you're doing this now. Talk to this person. That's what started everything for me. So, and then I ran the company in the Philippines for a good 5 years. This started in 2011. And then about 7 years ago was when we decided to expand in Australia. But first we expanded in Singapore. But Singapore was a very hard market for us because of ASEAN markets. It's different language, different culture, different entity for each country. It was so hard for us to localize. One of my business partners is Australian. The other guy is Kiwi. So they said, why don't you just move to Australia? Because it's a much more mature market. This is when we became a Salesforce partner in the Philippines. That was a bit terrifying, right? It took a lot of courage to leave everything where I was really comfortable. I've established myself to start again somewhere. But those challenges that I faced really prepared me for being ready to be here.
Yeah, actually, I think that's what a lot of people miss about us migrants. meron na tayong na-build back home eh.
Yes.
It's not like totally nothing eh. You've built a career, yeah. You have your friends,
yes.
Your family and all
network.
Of that. Network. And then yeah. You come to another country, start from scratch talaga.
Yes,
so
exactly.
How was that experience coming here? Kasi talagang that was such a big parang pikit mata na lang talon, di ba?
Yeah. So, that's exactly right. Pikit mata talon.
Kasi you're from Binild as well.
Yeah.
So sa Pilipinas, when you say Binild, oh wow, okay, you're from Binild. So meron ang automatic reaction. Pero here, iba eh, di ba?
So, they parang, don't know nothing. They know
exactly,
nothing.
Exactly.
So they only have you as the reference, as a point of reference. You know, there were periods where I was mistaken. So I'm the founder of the business, right? And I'm also the CEO. My business partner, we're co-partners, we're co-founders, we're equal, right? But when we walk into a room together, the first assumption is that I'm his assistant. And then, of course, I have to give my business card. And they get really shocked. Oh, wow. And then from that perspective, kasi parang the way that you have to prove yourself is different. Right. Adam, what do you have to say? So there's that level of you have to prove yourself extra hard. But, you know, to be honest, I'm used to that because even in the Philippines, we are so blessed. Another thing I have to brag about that the women are strong. We were raised strong. We were raised to be leaders. And we see a lot of female leaders in our country. We had the first female president, you know, Pari Aquino. So for us, it's not surprising to see women shine in board meetings and businesses. But even then, being in tech, advising, you know, men, like middle-aged men, when I was 27 years old with tech, I was already taken like, you know, like not seriously. I don't have to prove myself extra hard. So it's not like it's a new environment for me coming from Philippines to Australia. So I think I've always just had it that, okay, because I look young, I'm like the odd one out in the business setting, in the boardroom, that I need to be on my guard. I need to be, you know, I need to prove myself extra hard. Lumalabas yung a little bit of imposter syndrome. Parang naging, ano na siya, naging vicious cycle na rin siya. But I don't use it as a negative thing. I think because it made me stronger. It made me work harder. I didn't take for granted the privilege that I'm in. Overall, like I see that, oh, these men, they don't see me as the normal one. It's not their fault. I don't really blame society or community. It's just that it's an opening. It's starting to just change in our culture, in business, in tech. And I'm part of that change. You and I are part of that change, right?
Actually, yeah, that's very true. Kasi even in schools, majority of those enrolled in tech are men.
Yeah.
It's just no, it's slowly changing. Because I mean, women need to know tech in whatever
Yes.
industry they're in. So it's
Absolutely.
changing a lot. But with you, kasi sabi mo na you've always kind of had to prove yourself na hindi, I'm also an owner. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm saying. So what was the most parang memorable moment that you had to kind of you felt na hey, teka lang, look at me. I know what I'm doing.
There are so many instances, especially in the Philippines, because just imagine we are so ahead of our time. During that time, we were selling a technology like a Salesforce.com. This was back in 2012. We were in a boardroom. I can remember my first customer, like Meralco. We were in this boardroom of like 15 middle-aged men. I was like 28 years old, right? But for me, like, it's always like the look on people's faces. At first, of course, there's that level of fear from my side. When I speak up, I was a lot softer because I didn't want to command the room. I didn't want to feel like they feel like I'm intimidating them, or I don't hold my space, right? The looks on their faces when I start talking, because what's important is that I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very clear about the value that I could create for them, and I'm able to articulate that. So there's that moment in the beginning, and it hasn't changed as in until now. So what changes me? I'm just used to it, right? That looked on their faces, but after some time, when they realize that, okay, she knows her what she's talking about, and she's here to be able to create value, that sort of disappears. But I want to use my position to inspire other people. I think it's a responsibility for those who are ahead of us to be able to create that opportunity for other people. I like working with women. I like, organizing things and providing opportunities, not just in employment. I also don't want to be biased, because I have a lot of incredible talent that are men too. I don't want to be biased on both sides, right? I want to be able to provide opportunity. We just need to do that for each other and not judge people based on their gender and based on their race, but based on their capacity and their willingness to learn.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.